Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you hold on just a moment while I ask my supervisor a question?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling MCI WorldCom. We appreciate your business.
Please stay on the line and we'll be right with you.
WorldCom is the premier communications company for the digital generation. Recently, we launched a major initiative to extend the network and transport services we're so well known for, to include a broad range of value-added services designed to meet your growing e-commerce and e-business needs.
Our data and internet services are the building blocks for the powerful new digital economy.
And now, we're blazing a broadband trail that will help make our customers even more successful in today's information age. Look for more about our Generation D initiative in weeks to come.
Your satisfaction is our first priority. Please hold and the next available representative will be right with you.
WorldCom recently added Geneva, Switzerland and Milan, Italy to our network. And now we reach almost 75% of the European telecom market. In fact, we're the leading cross-Europe facilities-based communications company.
Our high-speed network connects major business centers in the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, France, Germany, Belgium, Italy and Switzerland. And we're the only company in Europe connecting this many countries over a single network.
Okay, Mark?
Yes?
Thank you so much for holding. Okay, if you can bear with me here, I've got to get you to the correct call center that handles your account. That's part of the problem. So if you can bear with me, I can get you over there. Do you want that number for future reference?
Sure, what's that number?
Actually, that's the incorrect number. Okay, hold on, let me get the correct number. That's probably why you got routed here, because that's got the wrong number on our board too. Hold on.
Automatic dialers, PBXs, or other equipment. Don't forget to reprogram those numbers to reflect the new area codes at the appropriate time.
They don't even know the number of their call center.
Visit our website at www.wcom.com. It's easy to navigate and offers information about the company, our products and services, press releases, annual reports, employment opportunities, and more.
Thanks for calling. We apologize for the delay, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
Okay, Mark, hold on just a moment, and let me transfer you over there.
Okay, and what was that number over there?
It's the same number as ours. I didn't realize that.
What number is that?
It's all the same number. 800-938-6374.
938-6374. Okay.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
For calling MCI WorldCom. We appreciate your business.
Please stay on the line and we'll be right with you.
MCI WorldCom is the premier communications company for the digital generation. Recently, we launched a major initiative to extend the network and transport services we're so well known for. broad range of value-added services designed to meet your growing e-commerce and e-business needs.
Our data and internet services are the building blocks for the powerful digital economy.
And now, we're blazing a broadband trail that will help make our customers even more successful in today's information age. Look for more about our Generation D initiative in weeks to come.
Satisfaction is our first priority. Please hold, and the next available representative will be right with you.
MCI WorldCom recently added Geneva, Switzerland, and Milan, Italy to our network. And now we reach almost 75% of the European telecom market. In fact, we're the leading cross-Europe facility-based communications company.
Our high-speed network connects major business centers in the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, France, and Germany.
Mark?
Yes?
Thank you so much for holding. I do have Connie online with us, and she's going to be able to further assist you, and I have explained the situation to her. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Connie.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
She is stating that you were brought down by collections, but there is a reactivation order on here to bring you back up. Is your service still, is it still down?
Yeah, my service, it was turned back on, and I went to San Francisco, and I got back, and my service has been disconnected again.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and get collections on the line and see if the order was completed. Mark, may I put you on hold?
Well, it was complete because it did come back up. I want to know why it's been turned off again, and I want it turned back on.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and get with collections and see if it was brought down again.
Doesn't it show on the computer whether it was brought down?
No, sir. I do see here that on A2, they did go ahead and reactivate it.
Right. Well, why is it down now?
That's what I'm going to check, sir. If you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold and check and see if for some reason or other, the order was done again. Okay, so bear with me. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yesterday they were telling me my account doesn't even exist in their system.
Mark?
Yes.
Thanks for holding, sir, and I do apologize for the delay. Yes, collections did bring your service back up. There is a notation here on the account as to you were inquiring that you had a lot of lines that you weren't supposed to, and you requested them to be disconnected. The only line that shows active on your account now is the 417-521-2000.
Right, and that's the one that I'm talking about.
And that is down right now?
That is down right now, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. What I'm going to do is I am going to go ahead and open up a trouble ticket so the technicians can check and see why this line is down. Because collections did complete the request to reactivate your service.
Well, I know that. It was reactivated.
Right. So let me just go ahead and open up a...
Okay, start the trouble ticket. But the thing is this is not a hardware problem. When somebody dials my line, it says that my line has been disconnected and is no longer in service. That means that you guys disconnected it and took it out of service.
That's what I'm going to check because it's not supposed to give that message.
No, it's supposed to work, you know.
Right.
So who disconnected it and who do I talk to?
That's why I need to open up a trouble ticket so that technicians can check and see why it's still giving that message. On our records, it shows that that line is active. It is working. It's not supposed to be giving that message. So the only way we can find out is why is for a technician to check the line in the switch, make sure that everything is correct in there.
Okay, do that then.
Let me just go ahead and open up. Do you want to be the contact person on this ticket?
Yes, I do.
Last name, sir?
Perkel, P-E-R-K-E-L.
And a number that they might be able to contact you?
417-862-9830.
Okay. Let me get this ticket open, and I'll be right back with the ticket number for you, sir.
Okay.
Mark?
Yes.
Mark? Thank you for holding, sir, and I do apologize for this delay. I do have a ticket number here for you.
Okay. What's the ticket number?
218-1162.
1162. And how long will it take them to determine?
They usually call you within the hour to check this line. I am going to go ahead and make a notation here to please expedite this for you so like that they can go ahead and call you as soon as possible.
Okay, but I'll tell you something. I'm not going to be very happy if they check the line and find out that the billing department or somebody else turned it off and this isn't a hardware problem.
What I did is I did make a notation because I did verify with billing, and billing did state that on 8-2, your line, your service was reactivated, so it has nothing to do with collection. Okay, so they, so like that, they can go ahead and check and see why it's still getting that disconnect message.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to breakfast, and then I'm going to go to my office and see if it's on, and then if it's not on, I'll be going back home here. You know, instead of going to work and having to spend another hour on the phone, you know, being transferred all over the place, you know, talking to you again. I am extraordinarily dissatisfied with MCI WorldCom. And I'm looking forward to the day when I never have to do business with you again.
I do apologize for that. Let me give you our toll-free number here so like that you wouldn't have to be transferred around. Our toll-free number here is 1-800.
Okay.
669. 8800.
8800. And what department are you in?
I'm in local customer service.
Vocal customer service.
Right.
For business.
For business, yes, sir. And make sure you do keep that ticket number handy, because if you do call in and reference that ticket number, they'll let you give you status as to what's going on and what the technicians are doing. They can even go ahead and, at your request, connect you with a technician that is working on that problem.
Okay. I will call back within about an hour and
okay,
see if it's on.
I apologize again for all this inconvenience. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling. Welcome. You have a good day.
Yeah.